Terry Stanton is with the Michigan Department of Treasury, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, one of the biggest meetings, definitely the biggest meeting of the year so far, is next week's Revenue Estimating Conference. Tell us what's going to happen, what the schedule is, and what we can look forward to.
Yeah, it's a meeting that's held basically twice a year, generally in January and in May. And it's the time at which the state Treasury Department, the administration, and the Senate Fiscal Agency and House Fiscal Agency get together and reach a consensus, hence a revenue estimating conference, to determine how much revenue the state will take in for the current fiscal year and for fiscal year 13, which of course begins October 1. And those numbers will be used to put together the governor's budget for fiscal year 13 and for 14. And last May was the most recent meeting that we had. The consensus was reached there, and the estimates were fairly conservative at that point. But with some economic growth and obviously an improving employment picture, the state has it should be a good meeting, let's say.
Now, Terry, there is estimations that there is a surplus anywhere from $600 million to $1 billion. Will we get a more definitive number on that?
Well, we don't yet know exactly how much money might lapse from fiscal year 11. The state's going through what's called book closing right now, where it basically, determines exactly what, if any, amount is left over. So once that's done, then it'll be clear how much lapses from fiscal year 11. And then, of course, once we have the conference and we have a tighter estimate for the amount of revenue we expect for the current year, then we'll have a better handle on the amount of revenue that might be available for the remainder of fiscal 12 and what would be available for fiscal year that starts in October. So, again, once the conference is complete, we'll have a better sense of the revenue estimates and book closing, which should be done a couple, 3 weeks. Then we'll know how much money is going to lapse over. But, we're not ready yet to put a dollar figure on that.
Governor Snyder has appointed a review team to take a look at the finances of Detroit and come up with information that will lead him whether he should put a emergency financial manager in place in the city of Detroit. The treasurer, Andy Dillon, is a part of that panel. Tell us where we are in that process.
Well, you're correct. The review team was named by the governor last week, and it will begin its actual process early next week. It's a 10-member panel. Five of the members actually live in the city of Detroit, and so they have Detroit's best interest at heart, as we all do. The governor and the treasurer have been clear over the last number of months to indicate that the Treasury Department, the administration, has worked closely with the mayor, with the city council. We certainly want to help Detroit through this issue. A healthy, fiscally healthy Detroit is absolutely necessary to have a fiscally healthy state of Michigan.
How long will this process take?
Under the statute, it's a 60-day process. So upon the appointment, the review team has 60 days to report its findings to the governor. So late February, I'm not sure the exact date, but by late February, the review team will have to report to the governor. It can report sooner if it reaches its conclusion and its report is final prior to that. And under the statute, the review team could also request a 30-day extension if it needed more time.
Should an emergency financial manager be placed in the city of Detroit, what would be Andy Dillon's role in that?
Well, number one, it's premature to speculate on what the outcome might be, so I don't want to play with hypotheticals. But as is the case with other emergency managers who are in place, we at the Department of Treasury have regular discussions, regular communications with emergency managers. They update us on what the status is in the local unit that they're working in, and we're in regular contact with them.
All right, Terry Stanton is with the Michigan Department of the Treasury. Terry, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
You're very welcome, Tony. Thanks for having me.